Hi.
Hey.
I'm what can I say?
You're here.
I overslept. I totally forgot the alarms this morning.
That's okay.
I'll tell you how I woke up. Allie.
I am Allie.
I know. I'm looking right at you. Lydia came in. And
okay,
like, all right, whatever. It's got to be 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. No, then Gavin came in a little bit later, and like, what the hell's going on? And I look over and I hit the phone, and it's literally 6 o'clock. I'm like, oh hell!
Oh my gosh!
And you know, rarely do either of us oversleep. It's just not something that we normally do. Our schedules are our schedules,
right.
And all I could do was call you and be like, well, I blanked up. I overslept.
That's even on the weekend. But my schedule, I get up early. No matter what, whether I like it or not, maybe man. Like maybe a 5:30, maybe a 6, I'll sleep until on the weekend. But other than that, you're right. It's just so ingrained in me now.
It's so weird.
Yeah,
and I forgot my glasses, so that'll
you're
be fun.
A mess.
I don't know. Maybe I should have just been like, yeah, I'm gonna skip today.
Yeah, I get that. I absolutely do. I keep on hoarding my vacation days. I don't know for what reason.
Yeah,
because
right?
I haven't taken any yet this year, and I keep
take
thinking,
one and breathe.
Right.
Honestly.
Well, actually, I'm going on vacation not this next week, but the week after.
I'm
going to New York City.
But that's going to be busy. You guys are going to be in the city. You're going to be up and rolling before you know it.
Oh, I talked to my dad last night on the phone with our itinerary, and it's jam packed.
Yeah. I mean, I respect the fact you have plans for a vacation. Sometimes I feel you overdo it a little bit, but
always. But I'm super excited because my dad even sent me where we were planning on going to MJ the Musical for the trip. That's what initiated the trip. And then last night he goes, I really want to see Tommy. Can we see Tommy?
You're going to see both?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know. I'm super excited.
Wait, what's Tommy about?
Tommy is from The Who. It's like I think it's a remake.
Huh.
I don't know. I'll let you know when I get back.
All of it around music, though. I love that. All right. Back to your thing here on this girl with the talkies.
Yes. So 0757 says, well, let me just explain if you're just coming in. So she ate some Takis on the bus, two more, like kind of in transition, and then threw the bag away in school. I guess one of her teachers has a severe allergy to corn chips. So 0757 says, I think she would have just had to wash her hands before entering the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it sounds like she didn't do. That's very odd because if we have a severe peanut allergy, our classroom has to be peanut-free classroom. So people can still have it outside the classroom. They just have to wash their hands before entering. Also, who leaves two potato chips left in the bag?
Yeah, I'm tipping that bag up and just sucking them in.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well, and if that's the case, then you got to wash your face then, too, because you got dust on your mouth.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Now, then from 0206, good everyone. I have a 7-year-old daughter, and she takes Fritos or Takis to school for lunch almost every day. So I don't see her getting in trouble unless she has to eat them in class. Seems weird. This allergy must be so severe.
It's got to be severe.
You can't stop me from eating them on the bus, can you? Or that's what I need to know. Is there a rule that it's any school property?
I don't know that part. Here's the part. When you had asked, do you believe the mom's telling the truth? I do believe the mom was telling the truth. Uh-huh. And the reason why is she was so specific in every detail.
True.
You don't get details right like that unless you really know the whole story. You're just like, oh, yeah, I guess she was eating some chips and got suspended. That's the way it would have sounded.
Right. 4241. How does this teacher survive Taco Tuesday?
Oh, God. Yeah, you can't even use the soft shell.
No, you got nothing.
Oh, you got a taco boat. No, you can't even have a walking taco, a traveling taco,
a taco salad.
Yeah, with no chips.
Right, exactly.
Oh God,
it's just the shredded lettuce.
I mean, I feel bad for the lady. Don't get me wrong, the teacher, mm-hmm. that sucks. But there's guy to me, it's the proms and all that. Come on.
Well, okay. So here's the thing. Was she doing it maliciously? You know, this is what it didn't sound like, according to her mom. I think sometimes kids forget to wash their hands.
Yes, that's a very common thing.
And that's okay. Where maybe we should have everyone wash their hands before they enter the classroom rule.
Now, you do make a very good point. Malicious. Could this, I know nothing. We only know the corn chip thing.
Yeah.
Is this girl a problem outside of that? We don't know.
I know.
Were they looking for something to suddenly be like, oh, well, all right. You know what? Hard line with you.
This is why I need to know more.
Me too. Up to this point, I'm like, yeah, seems extreme. Mm-hmm. Beyond that, I'm like, no, there might be something more here.